Around the northwest for Wednesday afternoon. Now, Arnold's Hotel in Dunfanaghy is having a year-long celebration to mark its 100th anniversary and the fact that the fourth generation of the family is now at the helm there, because it was originally bought by William T. Arnold as a guest house way back in 1922. And for 40 years, it was run by Derek and Gerarda Arnold, and also Gerarda's brother Bill, as far as I know. Well, now it is Derek and Gerarda's daughter Aisling and her husband Aidan who are running the hotel. And I'm delighted that I'm joined by Aisling on the line, and we're streaming as well online. Good afternoon, Aisling.
Good afternoon, John. Lovely to talk to you. How are you?
Good, good. And so good to talk to you as well about a hotel that is really such an established part of Dunfanaghy. And I mentioned earlier how it's probably the best known landmark in Dunfanaghy. You cannot miss it on the way in or the way out, absolutely, depending on.
Absolutely not. That's it.
Yeah. Now, a little bit about the history. Bought in 1922 as a guest house, but then it changed to a hotel during World War II. Why was that?
So basically, my great-grandfather, William T. Arnold, had bought it at his guest house in 1922. And throughout the years, he'd run it successfully as a guest house. But during World War II, it was very difficult to get rations here in the village of Dunfanaghy and for the hotel itself. So my great-grandfather registered the business as a hotel, which enabled the village here itself to be able to obtain rations a little bit easier, and also obviously the hotel itself. So it was the starting of the building blocks of the hotel that it is today.
And before that, before it was a guest house and a hotel, it was actually a private residence. Hard
That's
to believe
correct.
A building the size of that.
Absolutely. It was the residence of Edward Murphy. He was the then manager of the Ard's estate in Creasla. And it was a residence of his for many years prior to my great-grandfather taking it over and then converting it into a guest house. And then I suppose throughout the years it has been added to, you know, there's been kind of additional wings added to the hotel to extend the building.
Over the years, well, it started with your great-grandfather, then your grandfather, and then your father, and now you and your husband. So it's very much a family business. And you have big shoes to fill, mind you. Gerarda was so well known, your mum and dad in the area. And not just well known, but held in high regard.
Absolutely. That's you're extremely fair to say. I actually had no intention of coming back into the family business. I had gone off and trained as a chartered accountant in Dublin for many years, and I got a phone call in 2013 to say would I come back for a little while, and I said I'll come back for 1 year.
Just a wee while to help out.
Just a while, and here I am almost 10 years later. I'm absolutely very privileged and lucky to have such support behind me with my parents and my Uncle Bill. And I'm very lucky now that in the last number of years, my husband actually has come into the business with me. I suppose the support in that itself is huge.
Is he a help or a hindrance?
No, he's a great help. He rolls up his sleeve and he gets everything done. So it's brilliant. Makes me well to get used to working with each other too. But you learn that.
That'll test the relationship.
That's exactly it. But we're getting on great, and I'm just absolutely delighted and so proud to be able to be part of this very special accolade, and you know, be able to be part of it and to celebrate it with our very loyal customers and our exceptional staff that we have here in the business. And really, I suppose the hotel today wouldn't be what it is without the staff throughout all the many generations that it has been. And I suppose, you know, going back to my great-grandfather's day, my grandfather's, and even my parents' day at a point, you know, the staff actually would have stayed here at the hotel for the season. So we had a lot of staff accommodation, and basically the staff would have even if they lived in the village, they came and they stayed in the hotel if they were doing split shifts, I suppose, or, right, you know, kind of longer shifts. So because the transport, I suppose, wasn't there to take them to and fro as readily. So I think, you know, the friendships that have been made here throughout the staff, throughout the years, has been amazing. And it's very long standing. And a lot of them still call in to see us here in the hotel, which is lovely.
It's great for team bonding. And that used to be a thing back in the day. A staff used to stay on site. There would be a accommodation for the staff. And it was great, especially if you're on a split shift. You could, you know, go off and just get a few hours sleep and then come back in again. But also good for team bonding, because you're always there, and there was more of a sense of a team, and there was more camaraderie, and you did more things together. And that was the case with staff there down through the years.
Absolutely. And there's plenty of mischief. I would say if the walls could talk, there'd be plenty of stories to be told. But everybody really enjoyed their time, and everyone, you know, you're talking about my parents and my uncle, you know, have been held in high regard. I know my grandmother, certainly Ada, after my grandfather died, you know, she would have kind of been at the helm of the business. And, you know, lots of people would, you know, come into the hotel to talk to me about my grandmother. And, you know, at the time, I suppose, when she was running it, there was a farm at the rear of the hotel. And, you know, the produce from the farm was, you know, used for the hotel supplies. So we had, you know, our milk, our eggs, our vegetables, our fruit. You know, we would have at this time of the year had, or slightly earlier, I had the lamb, you know, in season, things like that. And it was fantastic, you know, part of the business. And then it was turned into the stables, then at Dunfanaghy Stables, then at later years. So my Auntie Doreen, who actually would be my dad and Uncle Bill's sister, never come into the business, but when she was growing up as a little girl, the riding on the beach was her, you know, her thing and a big part of her life. So she absolutely loved that. So she got married and moved to the States. So hasn't been part of the business, but actually this year has moved back to Ireland. So it's delighted to be back in the country again.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. And you mentioned the stables there, because, you know, we're so familiar with seeing the horses coming down the side and across the road and heading down towards the beach. It's such a part of Dunfanaghy as well. Now, recent changes have included, well, there's a new look restaurant. There's a cocktail bar. You've refurbished the bedrooms. And I suppose you have to keep evolving. You have to keep changing. No 2 days are the same in the hotel industry.
Absolutely not. And I think that's, you know, the last 2 years, obviously, like for every industry, has been hugely difficult. But we tried to do our best throughout that time period, you know, to kind of keep working at the hotel and where we could when we were allowed to, within the restrictions, to kind of get modernization of the bedrooms, work behind the scenes. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people don't actually see, that, you know, is a kind of, I suppose, adding to the features of the hotel. But you're right, you know, you can't stand still in this industry. You're only as good as your last performance, and you just have to, you know, try and keep the standards high and look after your staff, I suppose, as well, and make sure that you've got good camaraderie, as you said yourself, and friendships. And, you know, when we Aidan and myself work alongside our team, and we have great fun, right, and we enjoy working alongside our staff, and it's fantastic. And as you say, the other changes when we're talking going back years, up until 1968, there was no license here at the premises at all. So we only got a wine license in 1968, and then we got a dispense license actually in 1969, which meant that alcohol was allowed to be served if you were sitting at a table, but you weren't allowed a bar counter.
Oh.
So it was only it's amazing, and it's crazy to think back that it's, and that's not that long ago really. And it was only in the late 70s and early 80s then that the full license was acquired here at the hotel. So, you know, we've come a long way since then. And, you know, since I've come back, I suppose, with the addition there of Café Arnoux, which we're hoping now to get open indoor again. Last year we put in the pod facility there and the takeaway business, but we're hoping for full swing now in a couple of weeks back into the indoor dining as well.
But Dunfanaghy is flying at the minute. It's you know, it's buzzing. Well, a bit of decent weather would help, really. But in general, Dunfanaghy is a hive of activity, and as they say, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships, and the hotel, I'm sure, is a beneficiary.
Oh, absolutely! It's hugely beneficial, because I suppose we can be almost the starting point for guests arriving. But once those guests arrive, you know, they're not going to spend all their money here at the hotel. They're going to walk up into the village. And we are so incredibly lucky that within Dunfanaghy here itself, we've got so many excellent eateries. We've got excellent bars with really brilliant live music. We have lovely craft shops. We've got Muck and Muffins in the square, their pottery. You know, we've got Revive and the, you know, the centre of the square there.
It's and a then, lot to offer.
You know, we have, and it's fantastic. And then we had the addition of Casa last year into the village as well, which has been hugely popular with people as well. So, you know, we're exceptionally lucky. We've got then the water sports, you know, next door to us here in Narosa, and we have Jaws Water Sports across in at the centre of the village. So there's so much to do and see here in the village. The workhouse as well in Dunfanaghy is exceptionally popular with our guests, and they like to go up there and spend a little bit of time. And, you know, this year they've included a heritage walk, a trail there, that when you go up to the workhouse, you can get the audio and come down into the village and listen to it. And it's fantastic. And it's just, it's really, really nice. And, you know, on a good day, as you said, John, there's nowhere better to be. The sun's shining, you've got the beach across the road, and then you've got all these amenities in the village here. You know, it's fantastic and all within walking distance. So it's absolutely brilliant.
Well, you won the Georgina Campbell Best 3-Star Hotel for Activity Breaks last year, and that wouldn't have been possible without, you know, a lot of what you just outlined there. So the hotel has seen so many changes over the 100 years, come through so much, a world war and any number of recessions, and more recently the pandemic, and long may it survive and thrive. And congratulations on 100 years, and the next 100 starts now. No pressure.
No pressure is right.
So you're going to be doing a few things over the course of the year to celebrate.
Absolutely. We've we kickstarted back in March when we got the season going, and each month we're having either a special event or a special offer that we're putting out. We're going to do our main event in October. So listen out, guys, watch our Facebook page and Instagram for that, and or either join up to our e-zine at inquiries@arnoldshotel.com, and we can actually, you'll be the first to know what's happening and what the date is. But I promise you that our guests and our customers and our staff won't be disappointed in October. We're going to have a great celebration to ensure that everybody gets to get their say and tell their story about their time at Arnold's, because, you know, 100 years, there's a lot of things that have, a lot of guests that have come through the door here, and a lot of, you know, stories to be told by the staff members as well. And we're really looking forward to be able to celebrate that.
Okay, brilliant. Well, the best of luck with that and beyond. And Aisling, I hope it's, what's the season been like so far?
Good. I think like us all, everybody was just, there was a lot of pent up demand after COVID to get out, to get indoor dining, to get away, to get a break. We were absolutely thrilled to be able to welcome back international visitors. And they're absolutely thrilled to be here as well. Going forward now for the season is looking very strong for us. Our occupancy is fantastic for July, August and September, actually. And we're just going to have to see how then the winter comes in and what that brings. But positivity for now, and keep it the head up, and keep going now for the rest of the season.
Well, listen, continued success and the best luck to you and Aidan. Thanks, Aisling.